It was an informal 3-hour open house at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. Over the course of the evening, roughly 15 to 20 area residents stopped by, checked out the maps, and chatted individually with government planners and their consultants. It was the state's plans for a road connection between Petersburg and Cake that got this ball rolling. However, the project involves some federal money and would cross federal lands, so the Federal Highway Administration is in charge of an environmental impact statement. The EIS is a key requirement of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and Federal Highways project manager Michael Trefalis was careful to point out that the scope would not be limited to just a road.
When the federal government was asked to come in and study the project, we wanted to take a step back, and we wanted to rename it Cake Access, mainly because we want to identify what are the needs for Cake. Do they have transportation access issues now? We don't know. That's why we're out here in a scoping process.
The agency will eventually come up with a purpose and need statement for the project and develop a set of options to meet those needs. There were maps spread out on the tables displaying 5 preliminary alternatives, options for building roads, increasing ferry service, or a combination of the two. The maps showed 4 potential routes for a road, all of which would cross Tonga's forest lands and require shuttle ferries to connect Cake to other islands. One of those options is a 45-mile road along the north end of Kupernov. That's been the preferred choice for the Alaska Department of Transportation, which secured $40 million in legislative funding for a 1-lane gravel road last year. Half that distance would require new construction, and the other half would upgrade logging roads. The appropriation did not include money for the ferry crossing that would be needed to reach Petersburg. However, Trefalis was not ready to say at this point whether or not that northern route, that alignment, would wind up as one of the alternatives in the environmental impact statement.
If that alignment meets the purpose and need that we develop and then through the public process, then that could be potentially an alignment that comes forward in that process. But until we get the needs documented and fleshed out through the public, here are the needs we're trying to solve, and to solve those needs, here's our options. And if the north meets that criteria, the northern alignment will be in that first level study for sure.
In its legislative funding request and on its website, Alaska DOT proposed a road on the north end of Kupernov to improve transportation for Cake and to help reduce maintenance costs for a potential electrical intertie to Petersburg. Consultants for the U.S. Forest Service are conducting a completely separate EIS for the proposed Cake-Petersburg electrical intertie. Trefalis said the route that's chosen for that project could affect the Cake Access EIS, but they are independent projects.
The intertie can be built with or without a road. The road can be built with or without the intertie. There are some, I'll say, common corridors. Now, alignments further down, we don't know if we're on the same alignment, but we have other potential alternatives or preliminary alternatives, other potential corridors that I believe aren't being studied in the intertie right now. And so for our EIS, we're going to be looking at the intertie project under a cumulative effects section of our document. So if the intertie decides to build on alignment X and we pick alignment Y, we have to look at the combined effect of both projects and assess that in our environmental document.
Besides the northern route, the only other potential corridor that both projects have in common starts further to the south. It would begin across from Petersburg at a Kupernov Island log transfer facility called Tonka and run along old logging roads and forest land. It would require 2 water crossings to reach Cake, where the northern route would require 1. However, the northern route could mean putting a road, power line, and ferry terminal in the small, roadless community of Kupernov. The city of about 30 people has passed a resolution opposing it. That's one of the reasons the northern route is controversial in the Petersburg area, where some residents have also raised concerns over impacts on the viewshed, as well as nearby Petersburg Creek. Kupernov Mayor Dan Atinas was among those who stopped by the open house.
My community right now is hoping for the Tonka route, the southern route, and if that is not an option, you know, by and by, then we'd like a route that does not come into our city limits. That's what we're hoping for.
The maps showed 2 other potential routes heading from Cake to Totem and Cochise Bays on southern Kupernov. From there, travelers would link up with ferry connections to the Prince of Wales, Mitkoff, or Wrangell Island road systems. Petersburg resident Bill Tremblay was hopeful planners could find a workable alternative to the northern route.
I see some advantages to some of the new maps they brought around this time, especially with the southern route connections. I think that there may be some possibilities with a lot of that without having to impact the city of Kuprinoff with a direct road into their community.
The Federal Highway Administration's Trafalis said his agency was very aware of Kuprinoff's concerns and planned to have future outreach and discussions with the community.
And if the northern alignment is selected, we want or selected for study, we want to sit down with them and really identify all the potentials of where that ferry terminal could be, because we understand it's going to be a high impact on their community. It's a high impact on Petersburg. And we want to make the right decisions.
The Alaska DOT has for years pushed for a road on the northern route. At the time of this meeting, the agency's website still said that, quote, the northern corridor across Kuprinoff Island is the most direct route and as such is currently the state's preferred route. But regional transportation planner Andy Hughes asserted at the meeting that his agency was starting fresh now that the environmental study was getting underway.
It's our charge to identify what the needs are and to address those needs, and whether it be, you know, the preferred need, the need that's addressed is with an alternative that consists of a ferry connection or air connection or road. And at this point in the process, we do not have a preferred alternative.
The DOT is working with the federal government on the EIS, but the feds will ultimately decide whether a road or some other option can be built. Federal Highways is the lead agency that will make that decision, according to project manager Michael Trafalis, but he says the Forest Service will have a say as well.
We would seek concurrence from them to go forward if we had a build option on the Tongass.
And since the road would invariably affect wetlands, it would also require permitting from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Federal Highways had planned to hold a meeting in Cake the following day, but ended up postponing it. While the agency is focused on transportation for this study, getting access to cheaper hydroelectric power from Petersburg has long been the top priority for Cake. As far as the transportation access project, Mayor Henrich Kadaik said the following week by phone that he'd prefer a road that could be used to maintain an intertie.
Right now, you know, I don't know how far they want to go with it, but I am really looking for access just so that our intertie could go alongside it and where we don't have to pay so much for maintenance of it. And if we don't have the access road, you know, this could cost a lot of money. And for 500 to 600 people, I don't think it's feasible to use helicopter maintenance and stuff like that with a intertie.
The draft EIS for the electrical intertie is expected to be out to the public sometime this spring. A draft EIS for the Cake Access Project is not slated to be done until the fall of 2014. Meanwhile, Federal Highways plans to hold more public meetings in Petersburg and Cake late this spring. For links to more information, visit this story on our website, kfsk.org. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.